animals are?
I liked how all the animals had like a different kind of thing for their body, like if they were water or they can fly or they like deserts. I like how they can like move or climb, and I like how you can sometimes hold them.
Welcome to A Little Joycast. I'm Teresa. This week's topic, the joy of tarantulas. My daughter is almost 11 months old now. Ever since she figured out how to crawl and pull herself up, she's become curious about everything. She's fascinated by how fluffy the dogs are, loves grabbing books during reading time to look at the front and back covers, enjoys trying new food. From 8 a.m. to 9 a.m., she's not a big fan of being held. She wants my husband and me around, but she prefers to crawl or pull herself up and try to walk around. She is an explorer. Today, I'm spending time with some of the most curious kids I've ever met, aside from my daughter. Parents Julianne and Jake have 5 kids. Corbin, the eldest, Eliora, Lilla, Zion, and Nadine. We're at Butterfly Pavilion. It's been many years since I visited this invertebrate zoo, but I still remember the first time I held Rosie the tarantula. Before we meet Rosie, though, the kids want to check out the Water's Edge exhibit first, where we can look at underwater invertebrates like the peacock mantis shrimp, a crustacean with a powerful punch. Though some things are the same, I realize I have forgotten a lot about the zoo. We're looking at the sea urchin tank together when I notice something. The sea urchins have hats. Luckily, Corbin explains.
All the sea urchin thingies always grab hats because they naturally want to get shells, so they're all grabbing hats.
Eliora looks around and fills out an activity booklet marking which invertebrates she's seen so far. Zion leads me over to a game area and shows me a game called Treat or Trash, where you tap the screen to move a turtle up or down so he can eat while avoiding trash.
Oh my god! I ate a piece of trash, and then I ate some squid.
The trash is not good for
him. When I ate one of those trash, when I had none more, I ate some squid fast, and then it made me have more.
It's clear the kids visit the zoo regularly, and yet Butterfly Pavilion is still a fun adventure. As we walk through the Wings of the Tropics exhibit, Eliora looks at the free-flying butterflies with her siblings.
Yeah.
Look at this shiny blue one.
The swallowtails are also kind of interesting with those little dip bits. And the monarchs I know a lot about, kind of.
Look at this one. It has purple.
Oh, your friends and you love them?
Yeah. There's also some more small tails on it.
Yes, together.
Oh, that's the purple one I love.
Hey, this is the butterfly.
We see an owl butterfly. As it rests on a leaf with its wings up, it looks light brown with eye spots resembling owl's eyes. And then it moves its wings once, twice, and reveals a beautiful shimmery blue on the other side of its wings. As we walk through the exhibit, Lilla and Zion take particular interest in my camera and headphones.
It's all ready.
Hello.
Can I track my voice too
if I have it on? Can I track my voice still if I have it on too?
Yeah, you can.
I can't really hear it.
You can't hear it? It's recording here, so I'll hear it later, but it's not going in.
They take turns playing with the equipment. Zion is very curious about the microphones, how it works, what kind of sound it picks up, if I can hear him as he speaks. I tell him I can hear through the headphones because it's connected to the camera, and I have another microphone attached to his shirt that's recording too. He asks a couple more times during the visit, and I answer each time. There's a saying that familiarity breeds contempt, but spending time with kids always reminds me that's not the case. Even though Zion knows how the microphone works at this point, it still amuses him to ask and receive an answer. The kids have visited the zoo plenty of times before, but they still like to look at the butterflies with eyes on their wings and sea urchins with hats. I wonder, briefly, if there's something comforting about visiting a place or a topic over and over, knowing that magic is still there waiting. Before we head into the next area, a butterfly pavilion, we gather into a room and do a butterfly dance. We wiggle and shake just in case a butterfly decided to tag along on our clothes. As the kids take a brief break in the play area, I chat with their parents a little bit.
I think that, when we're at home, you get stuck in the same sort of patterns and with the same toys and the same fights, and when we come out and about, then everybody's distracted by bugs and tasks, and that's more joyful than kind of being just stuck in this sort of like whiny, fighty, I'm hungry thing that sometimes we're in at home. So
we head to the survival exhibit where we see and learn about arthropods. Jillian calls over to Jake and asks how he would describe their kids.
Corbin is
crazy.
Excitable, crazy. Excitable.
So nice.
And Eleonora is games. Thoughtful. And Lila is, opposite. Lila is active. And Zion is personable. And Nadine is precious.
The kids look at bees and ants before we walk to the corner where Kalei Lejeune, engagement manager at Butterfly Pavilion, holds Rosie, a Chilean rosehair tarantula. Rosie is arguably Butterfly Pavilion's most well-known ambassador. All the kids take turns holding her. Kalei talks a little bit about her work.
I find that joy at Butterfly Pavilion is found in a lot of the unexpected. So when families visit, I think they expect one thing. They expect butterflies and they expect that experience, but they find so much more than that. They find a friendly tarantula you can hold, and they find a beetle species that's really colorful and unexpectedly fun to watch, or they find a sea star that feels rough instead of smooth and soft like they expect it to. So I think the joy is often found in what they don't expect to get out of the experience.
When she asks me if I'd like to hold Rosie, I figure, why not? She's placed onto my hand, and I'm startled by how delicate the tarantula is. The last time I saw her, I was much younger. A teenager with her boyfriend bringing her little brother and sister to the zoo so they could see all the invertebrates for the first time. Now I'm married to that boyfriend, and we're parents. I can barely feel Rosie in my hand, but for me, quietly, it's a big moment. Time has flown, so many things have changed, and yet it's nice to know some things have stayed the same. Rosie, for example, is very calm. She's used to all the attention. Thanks for joining me this week on A Little Joycast. This podcast is produced by Rocky Mountain Public Media and me, Teresa Ho. I love storytelling and I love Colorado, but most of all, I love the kids of Colorado. If you'd like to support this podcast so that I can keep telling stories, consider becoming a sustaining member by visiting rmpbs.org. And don't forget to hit that subscribe button. A special thank you to Butterfly Pavilion for working with us on this episode.